1.
It used to be that happiness officer was one of the unofficial hats that HR wore, but it's unsustainable, essentially, because as friendly and approachable as our HR are, there's this underlying fact that they are still working for us and sort of on our side, as it were. I wanted a CHO who employees could really open up to, and for that reason, I recruited entirely outside of HR. We got an ex-nurse with a master's in psychology in the end. Exactly the sort of person I wanted. Understanding, comforting and proactive. I'm a strong believer in holding management to account, even if I am management and could do without it sometimes. So, I wanted someone who would have the guts to tell us when we're doing it wrong and be able to initiate change. You can't get around the fact that when employees are happy, they're less likely to leave, which saves us a huge amount of investment. They're more loyal, they work harder, and they spread happiness around. I never wanted to build a company that everyone hated being in. I wanted it to be a place people enjoyed and felt that they belonged. A CHO helps me do just that.
2.
Sometimes it's like banging your head against a brick wall. I've got people grumbling about why they're not happy. And then I've got management telling me why we can't do anything about it. But there are other days when everyone smiles as I walk through the building, and I feel like I'm making a real difference. I think it's that the degree to which I'm being successful or not is so self-evident. Everyone knows if they're happy, and the people around them are happy. The CFO could be making terrible financial decisions, and that's not on anyone's radar until several months down the line. But if the atmosphere is bad, everyone's giving me the side eye. But that's not happened yet. I love having conversations with people that feel meaningful, even more so when they were reticent in the beginning. I get up each day feeling as though I'm doing something important. I do have a background in HR, and I guess I learned how to read people with that. But I also worked as a youth counsellor for years, and the skills I learned there are the ones I fall back on the most now. Honestly, sometimes there's not a huge amount of difference between adults and kids.
3.
The first time I heard someone mention getting a CHO, I thought they were pulling my leg. It sounds like something out of a children's TV program. My father would have laughed you out of the room if you'd suggested it to him. His generation was all about getting the job done and then going back home to the family. Never mind all this touchy-feely stuff. You were being paid, and that was all the happiness you were entitled to. Of course, there were also a lot more problems in the home in those days. Alcoholism, violence. Still, I had to find money in the budget for a whole new executive position, which I wasn't best pleased about, and I remained skeptical about the whole idea for a long time. That was about 5 years ago now, and although there's a big part of me that thinks it's all ridiculous, I can see it reflected in the figures I deal with. Turnover is way down, people are staying much longer, productivity has increased by about 40%, which more than makes up for the increase in training schemes and the changes in spending priorities. I'm a numbers guy, and the numbers tell me it's been a good move.